Welcome back to Midday. I'm Rob Sivak, sitting in for Tom Hall. That music can mean only one thing. It's Thursday, and we're being graced by the presence of our favorite theater critic, J. Wynn Russick. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Rob.
So you're here with a review today of a play called American Hero, which is on stage at the Rep Stage in Columbia, Maryland, through this Sunday. Just a few days left to see it. Judging from the title, American Hero, we've been seeing so many hero movies around, and it suggests that it might involve superheroes. Is it anything along those lines?
No, it's not, actually, at least not in terms of Superman or Wonder Woman. Bess Wohl has written a comedy about a sandwich shop. Presumably, a superhero is a sandwich. A kind of a hero sandwich. But the sandwiches in the play are actually called Tasty Torpedoes. It's a clever title. It's one of the things that I like best about the show. It focuses on three ordinary, everyday, struggling people who work in a sandwich shop. In the end, the sandwich shop has gone rogue, which was an idea I loved, a sandwich shop that has gone rogue. And all three of the employees may have changed. I have doubts about one of them, but two have actually performed small acts of heroism. Two of the employees are women. The younger one is working two jobs and sleeping in her car, partly to pay for medication for her father. The older one seems to have gone through a string of similar minimum wage jobs. She's in a custody battle to keep her kids. And the third coworker is a man who never expected to wind up making sandwiches in a mall.
Why don't you tell us something that you did today that you're proud of?
Well, no.
Why not?
Because I'm not five and this isn't kindergarten.
This is called recognizing accomplishments. It is proven to be an important morale-boosting trick from the corporate world. I happen to know because it's a world that I spent just a little bit of time in, like, say, 20 years.
You did?
I happen to have worked at a little place called Ye Old Bank of America. Maybe you've heard of it. And I happen to be in possession of a pesky little thing called an MBA.
No, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yes.
That is so sad.
That was Eric Messner and Megan Anderson in Rep Stage's production of American Hero, a play about struggling American workers and downsizing. Sounds pretty political, Judy. Would you call American Hero a political play?
Well, the issues are definitely political and all too timely, and especially the loss of the American dream. Rep Stage actually devotes two pages of its program to a discussion of the American dream, as well as the big role it has played in American plays throughout the years and decades. The sandwich shop, I think, is a microcosm for larger issues, particularly the economy and its effect on low-wage workers. And immigration also figures into this. It turns out to be the solution to one of the play's central mysteries concerning the owner of the franchise. And there's also a lot about corporate culture and corporate control and corporate not understanding or caring about the workforce.
Because of what's going on in this country, not to mention our general-ass-backward company policies, none of which I made up or control. Just last year, we closed 600 stores. Do you people pay any attention? Read a newspaper. The whole chain was just sold to some creditor to avoid going under. And last month, we laid off 140 people. So, yeah, that guy who wasn't returning your calls? It's probably because he was let go. I could be next.
Oh, indeed. We're listening to Gary Kai Fletcher in American Hero at Rep Stage in Columbia. American Hero is billed as a comedy, but Judy, the characters, I mean, these are people who are barely hanging on to the lowest rung of the economic ladder,
right.
And they seem to be desperate people. How are they portrayed at Rep Stage?
Well, their desperation is unmistakable. The direction's by Suzanne Beal, and she keeps things moving and very relatable, all too relatable. These are very recognizable desperate characters, but they have some surprises. Liliana Evans plays the youngest employee, who's named Sherry, and she's making her professional debut. Liliana Evans is a theater major at Howard Community College, where Rep Stage is in residence. And she does a really impressive job with a character that starts out to be the dimmest employee, particularly during her training sessions with the manager. She keeps repeating his questions. But she takes the initiative, and she has ideas, and she also has the strongest moral compass of the three. And Liliana Evans is convincing throughout all of this. In many ways, American Hero is Sherry's play. Eric M. Messner and Megan Anderson play the other two employees. We just heard them. They are tougher individuals. They are older. They have more baggage. They have a lot of scar tissue. Anderson's character is an especially tough cookie. She's gum-chewing and leather-jacketed and mini-skirted, and she has a lot of attitude, and Anderson really gets into this role. Mm-hmm. There's one scene in which she talks back to a customer, and she really does that with a lot of gusto. And Messner's character is kind of a self-deluded optimist. The character is kind of a weak person. There's a very funny scene when the character is trying to control his physical attraction to one of his coworkers, and he's alone in the shop for a few minutes, and Messner does this kind of good angel, bad angel bit of talking to himself, and then he even does some push-ups to work this out of his system. So they do a very nice job.
Yeah. Let's talk about the production for a second. The sandwich store workers making sandwiches, it sounds like it could be a fairly realistic play, the kind of slice of life where you feel you could walk on stage and order something from the counter. How does the setup look?
Well, it definitely looks like a sandwich shop where you could walk up and order, in this case, a tasty torpedo. The set is designed by James Fouchard, and the script tells us that there's another franchise that's 3 minutes away.
Right, but it's in a mall, right? It's
well,
in the local mall?
Well, Fouchard has set it up so that it seems even more dire. I mean, this location is definitely hard to find. It's this forlorn little shop, and it seems to be down an alley behind the mall. It's looking out on a cinder block wall that has a two loading dock sign and another sign that says two food court that appears to be leading in another direction. And the sandwich shop also changes. It's really kind of a character in the show. At the start, for example, there are bags of Doritos and Fritos hanging on clips. And as the play progresses, they're replaced by baggies with generic potato chips and some hand-printed cardboard signs. I do have to say, the script does have one departure from reality. There's a scene between Sherry and one of four of the characters who are played by Gary Kai Fletcher, and this particular character is not naturalistic. I don't want to give too much away, but he doesn't come across, as Fletcher plays him, quite as wonderfully or wondrously or fantastically as he could. The costuming is partly at fault, but Fletcher doesn't do quite enough to give the character sort of sparkle and pizzazz or to distinguish among his four characters in general. Still, I have to say the interaction between Sherry and the non-naturalistic character is kind of a magical moment in the play.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's some interesting things going up on stage. But if you had to sum it up, does American Hero give you a lot to chew on?
It does. It does. It's wrapped up, however, in the guise of a comedy. It's the kind of play whose subtext creeps up on you. It starts out seeming just like a frivolous comedy, but this is a sandwich with some meat on it. Ultimately, it's about people taking charge of their own destiny. I have to say the script has some clunky moments and some plot holes, but you will never look at people making sandwiches at your local carryout the same way. And I also have to say there is so much talk about food and so many sandwiches being made in front of you that you come out hungry. So my advice is if you're going to see American Hero, eat first.
Yeah. Now, this is the regional premiere of American Hero, right?
Yes.
I understand RepStage is doing a number of premieres this season, right?
They are. Three of RepStage's four shows are premieres this season, premieres of one sort or another. Two of them are area premieres like this one, and one is a world premiere. The last show of the season is a musical called Dorian's Closet that's about a famous female impersonator. So RepStage is really doing its part to broaden the area's theatrical landscape with lots of new distinctive work, and I certainly applaud them on that.
Mm-hmm. So now what we have something else is coming up this afternoon that you wanted to talk about, Judy.
Oh, yes. I'm racing right here to another play. There's a piece called One Particular Saturday being done at the University of Baltimore. It was created by students, and the script was devised by a professor there, Kimberly Lynn. And it is based on witness accounts of the 1968 Baltimore riots, directed by Donald Hicken, who used to be head of the drama department at the School for the Arts. That's at 2 p.m. at the University of Baltimore's Wright Theater. So I'm quite looking forward to that.
Okay. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick, always good to see you. We've been talking about American Hero at Rep Stage in Columbia. It continues through Sunday, the 20th. Best hurry for those tickets. Now, we're not going to have a review next week because next week, as everybody knows, is Thanksgiving.
And, yes, we'll all be eating turkey.
That's right, or some of us will be. Happy Thanksgiving to you. After that, what are we looking at the following Thursday?
After that, I'm going to be reviewing Cohesion Theater Company's production of Schoolgirl Figure. People wonder if they can keep their schoolgirl figure after eating Thanksgiving dinner, I guess. The theater calls this play an outrageously foul comedy. Not sure how they spell foul, but happy Thanksgiving to you, Rob.
Okay, thanks. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, Nathan Sterner will be doing hosting duties again, while Tom Hall takes a well-deserved break with Linnell. Celebrating their 30th anniversary, and best wishes to them. Nathan will be looking at the ongoing debate over fracking's future in Maryland with Mitch Jones of Food and Water Watch among the guests. I also want to thank Eddie's of Roland Park for providing lunch for our guests today. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features unique sandwiches and salads with specials each day, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. I'm Rob Sivak for my co-host Nathan Sterner, Tom Hall, and the Midday team. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.